Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. I've been a major critic of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, formerly the American Dietetic Association, because of its cozy relationship with agricultural groups and food manufacturers. And I want to say for the record, this is not to be considered an indictment of all dietitians. I have very good friends and colleagues who are dietitians who I respect very much and disapprove of this behavior just as much as I do. So I always want to make that clear. I don't dislike dietitians. I dislike this group. That's the problem. It's appalling that the AND takes money from any company that wants to give it and then either promotes their products or remains silent about health issues associated with consuming some of their sponsors' products. Well, it's not unique to this organization. Financial conflicts of interest exist with most healthcare organizations, but where it's particularly egregious with the AND is that dietitians are supposed to be America's nutritionists, and I think that the average person would like to be able to trust the advice that comes from the group. Well, a couple of members of the AND agree with me, and this is what I find encouraging, is I think there is a growing number of dietitians out there who are feeling like the AND does not represent them. And the two that I'm speaking about are Andy Bellotti and Elizabeth Lee. They're registered dietitians, and they have started a new group called Dietitians for Professional Integrity. They've posted a petition on change.org asking the AND to cut its ties with companies that make junk foods. And almost 25,000 people had signed the petition when I visited the site and signed it myself. According to an article posted on Food Navigator, while the powers that be have met with Bellotti and Lee, the AND has become very sensitive about this issue and has taken some actions that are at the very least questionable. For example, the dietitians report that this year at the annual meeting, photography was prohibited on the convention floor. And the action that they took was supported by the food companies that financially support these events, like Coca-Cola and others. And of course, I've been the recipient of pictures of the convention floor with booth after booth after booth of junk food purveyors, and I'm sure that they'd like to eliminate the negative commentary that accompanies those types of pictures. And the fact that they're using censorship to try to avoid it tells me that someplace in the deep recesses of their mind, they know that what they're doing is not right and perhaps needs to be changed. But in any case, according to Bellotti, not much has changed yet. His conference bag included an aspartame is safe information sheet provided by Coca-Cola's Health and Wellness Institute. He also reported that the presentations were extraordinarily one-sided, which is common. For example, a session called Sustainable Nutrition, Will We Be Able to Feed the World in 2050? Was presented by the National Dairy Council, a sponsor. And they spun the story that dairy was a sustainable source of adequate protein and nutrients. And of course, science doesn't support this stance, but nobody was there to give an alternative point of view. So the bottom line is that while the AND continues to do what I think are very questionable things, ranging from taking money from these junk food purveyors and saying nice things about them to prohibiting photography on the convention floor, I'm encountering more and more dietitians who don't like this and are speaking out about it. These two dietitians are doing something extraordinarily proactive. And over time, you put enough pressure on the system and it changes. So these are all good signs. If you want to sign the petition, go to change.org and you can just put, you know, AND petition in the search box. It'll take you right to this and you can show your support to it for it. And, you know, again, pressure is a wonderful thing. And it's, boy, it is time for us to apply pressure to our elected officials and to organizations that impact our life negatively because of their misbehavior. It's definitely time. All right, that's all for now. Have a wonderful day and I'll speak with you again tomorrow.